The Yukon Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform has been hosting public talks to discuss electoral reform in the Yukon. Electoral reform, according to Queen's University political scientist and Yukon Citizens Assembly guest speaker Jonathan Rose, is the act of looking at the current system for electing officials and adjusting it to stay up to date with modern technology and values if necessary. Rose says it's up to the Yukon Citizens Assembly to decide what changes, if any, to make to the system in the Yukon.
The members of the Yukon Citizens Assembly need to think about what it is that the system in Yukon should be doing and what it does well and what could be improved upon. And then once they have established what the problems are, then we present them with an option of solutions. And to be clear, it needs to be a made in the Yukon solution. So it needs to be responsive to what's happening here on the ground.
Yukon Citizens Assembly Chair Dr. Sarah McPhee-Knowles says that making changes in the Yukon isn't a new idea. Changes to the current system began over 40 years ago.
Some major shifts that happened in the kind of current system were in the lead up to responsible government in 1979. The number of seats expanded to 16 in 1978, which was a big shift. And it was done that way to ensure Indigenous MLAs would be elected. And the first Indigenous MLAs were elected in the Yukon in the late 70s. And then in about 2005, there was a report done on examining some electoral reform options. And the recommendation in that report at that time was not to move forward with changes, given the context at the time. But in the kind of mid-2000s then, that was in between the Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform in British Columbia and the one that took place in 2006 and 7 in Ontario. So there was a time period about 20 years ago when there were lots of conversations about this, and that was what took place in the Yukon at that time.
The Yukon Citizens Assembly consists of 38 members, two from each of the 19 electoral districts. According to McPhee-Knowles, the membership of the assembly is widely diverse in terms of age, gender, Indigenous ancestry, and how long they've lived in the Yukon. McPhee-Knowles says that the diverse perspectives and backgrounds don't stop the assembly from agreeing on core values, but she also clarified that decision-making is still far in the future.
At this point in time, they're really still soaking in, one of our members used a wonderful metaphor this weekend, in the knowledge soup, and learning and thinking about that. There's really good agreement in the group about what values are important, which I think is helpful for how they're going to move forward. And I think they'll be able to rely on that as they carry on. But we're not at the point of making a decision yet. They're still at the point of really considering these different options. And we have a bit of a break between our meetings now. It's warm, beautiful summer out there. People need some time to go camping and fishing and enjoy that. So we won't be convening again until later in August. So that gives them some time for absorbing and doing a bit more reading and thinking about the issues.
According to Jonathan Rose, the Yukon Citizens Assembly is handling the learning sessions and meetings very well. He says that allowing the assembly to take its time is crucial to decision making.
One of the great things about the process is it gives the luxury of time for citizens. And how often do we have that? Not very frequently. We're called on to make decisions throughout the day that are quick and spontaneous without thinking carefully about the consequences of those decisions in any meaningful way. And the process here, which allows for 4 weekends, intense weekends, full days, gives members the luxury of time, the luxury of playing with ideas and thinking about how these might play out in the Yukon. And that's really a novelty that's great.
The Yukon Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform records its learning sessions and posts them on its website, yukoncitizensassembly.ca. Submissions of thoughts and opinions from the public will also be open through the website until August 12th. The next learning session is scheduled for August 24th and 25th. For ShoneFM News, I'm Stuart Bunnell.